They would even follow him. I was out in the field.
Most of the hay now, though, is baled, and it's stored in the barn or the stable and fed that way.
How do you make the difference between a rick and a stack?
So far as I know, there isn't a difference between a rick and a stack. It's been several years since any hay around this part of the country has been put up loose like that. It's always baled. Now, and of course, the bales are stacked inside of a building for protection.
Mm.
We do have an Alice Chalmers hay bale now that rolls the hay, and this can be stored in the field because it only gets about 2 inches penetration when it rains.
Mm. But otherwise, you'd call the same thing a rip or a stack or anything.
That's right.
How about, what do you use to enclose fields?
We use what we term fence. Usually that's a woven wire fence. But most of them are 39 inch high and one or two barbed wires on top of it. Now that's for the confining of all types of cattle and hogs. If you're just going to the fence against the cattle, they use a barbed wire a lot of the time. Three or four strands.
Any other kinds? You see any other kinds around here?
Excuse me, I have a cold. We have electric fences that are more or less temporary fences. Now, years ago, there used to be rail fences that are not existing anymore.
Mm-hmm. How about, do you see any of the kind where it has upright slats every so often?
Not very much for your field in closure. You see those sometime around the house for little lots, but I mean we don't have them out in the field.
What do people call them?
Picket fences is what they used to be.
Uh-huh. And they call that even when they aren't pointed at the top of each slat?
That's right, it was still a picket fence. They used to make them and they would be square across the top, whereas the ones you get now are all pointed and various colors, red and white, so on the board.
You ever hear them call anything else besides picket fence?
I don't believe I ever did.
Ever hear paling fence?
No, sir.
You do. Well, what do you call the thick stakes at the corner of the fence?
Those corner posts, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we call corner posts.
Now, is wood and wire the only things that you find fences made out of?
Well, there's a few ornamental fences, of course, made out of iron. But, again, they're principally around yards or some enclosure like that.
And none made out of rock or stone?
Not in this vicinity.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any in your past?
Yeah, I have.
Coming here, around here?
No, not around here.
Well, you mentioned chicken houses a while ago. Sometimes a farmer will take and put one hen and maybe some chicks and a small pen of some kind, one to be carried around maybe.
Years ago, they used to have chicken covers. I don't know if that's what you're talking about or not.
What would this be like?
It's a small building where a hen and her chickens were housed.
Uh-huh.
And they might be set around in different places over the what we term the chicken lot.
Could you carry them around?